Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be here to announce the award of the ASTDA Achievement Award to Dr. Kim Workowski. The ASTDA Achievement Award, as Dr. Stoner has just mentioned, has as part of its title achievement. That's a singular term, but Dr. Workowski's contributions are by no means singular. The achievement for which we're leading this award is Dr. Workowski's guidance of the STD treatment guidelines in 1998, 2002, 2006, and most recently in 2010. This over 100-page document is a comprehensive evaluation of testing and management strategies for STDs. And its updating on a quadrennial basis is not an event, but it's a process. I think the process that this involves involves somebody who's willing to commit to scholarly review and assimilation of information published in the biomedical literature over the intervals, assessing them, and then tiptoeing through the political minefields that involve strongly held opinions amongst so many of those who are in the STD and STD management fields. Dr. Workowski does this remarkably well, certainly far better than I would, and she manages to do it year after year after year. To simply acknowledge Kim's contribution to the STD treatment guidelines, however, would be inappropriate because she does so much, much more. In addition to her roles at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, she plays many roles that I'll talk about in just a moment. But let's start at the beginning. Kim is a native Floridian. She received her bachelor's degree and her MD degrees at the University of South Florida. Subsequently, she went on to become a house officer at the University of Chicago, where she did her first year of infectious disease fellowship. During that time, Kim also spent 1 month in Haiti at the Hospital Albert Schweitzer, an experience that I suspect shaped her subsequent engagement and involvement. In July of 1990, Kim moved from Chicago to the University of Washington in Seattle for 2 more years of research fellowship training. She did this under the mentorship of Dr. Walter Stamm, someone that many in the audience know, remember, and cherish our memories of him. Part of her work there included one of the first descriptions of the persistence of nucleic acids in patients with treated for chlamydial infection after testing positive with one of the nucleic acid amplification tests for chlamydial diagnosis. This reshaped our thoughts regarding the issues of test of cure testing for chlamydia infection. After completion of her training at the University of Washington, Kim moved back east, not quite so far south as she began, and went to Emory University, where she assumed her now joint position both at the CDC and at Emory University. At the Emory School of Medicine, Kim rose quickly through the ranks, and she is now a professor of medicine. She's published over 70 papers in peer-reviewed journals. She's written over 25 chapters. She's received enormous accolades for her teaching on the wards, where she attends on the consult service 3 to 4 months a year, for her teaching and mentorship of fellows, and is sought after as a lecturer across the nation and, in fact, across the world, for her understanding of the global field of STDs and STD management. All of these are worthy of the ASTD Achievement Award. But Kim does something that I think is also probably a lesson to the rest of us, too. Not only does she manage to balance 2 full-time jobs, but she does it while being a great parent. And what we have here is a picture of Kim with her family, her husband, Charles, her elder daughter, Anna, who is currently sporting a cast after fracturing her arm about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. And her daughter, Allison, the shorter of the two. Allison's birthday is tomorrow, and so Kim will be leaving today to, again, continue to balance all these remarkable things she does with such aplomb. She does all of this balancing act while, again, continuing to contribute to what all of us do in the care of patients through her work in the STD guidelines and as a role model, I think, for so many in the audience. So please join me in congratulating Kim Workowski for receipt of the ASTDA Achievement Award.
Thank you so much, Ned. Those were very kind words, and I want to especially thank the American Sexually Transmitted Disease Association for this wonderful award. I'm honored, but I'm also humbled by this because this is not only my work, but it's the work of incredible mentors I've had over the years and the incredible support from numerous experts, many of whom are in this room. And so I share this with all of you because it's really a group effort. And your passion, your dedication to the development of these guidelines is what keeps me going. And I am known as the taskmaster during the guidelines meeting because we have to keep this expert opinion group that is just so fabulous to work with together and cohesive and moving forward. And I want to truly thank my mentor and friend, Walt Stamm, who I very much have been thinking about the last couple of weeks and want to thank him in particular for taking me under his wing and showing me how to do clinical research. But more than that, his generosity, his steadfastness, and his incredible compassion and passion for this field has really inspired me. I also want to thank David Martin in particular as well. David tried hard to get me to come to New Orleans, and I fought him for a while about coming to New Orleans, and I was very close, Dave, but and you are the reason why as well. Some of this, I have some of this success. So I thank you again, and I thank all the people at University of Washington who worked with me and everybody that has contributed to the development of the guidelines. So thank you.
Thanks. Great. Thank you.